You ever seen a wrestler
that gets a hold of a guy like this?
He's got him around the neck like this, and he's trying his best to get, and he's slinging, doing everything in the world to get rid of him. And he ain't getting rid of him. I mean, he's slinging him around, but he's still attached to him. You seen wrestling matches? Are those guys locked in mortal combat with each other? You have to get rough to kick the other one out, don't you? I think about whenever once in a while, years ago, I used to watch it when one of them big old bruisers would pick the other one up and turn him around his head and then throw him outside the ring. I thought, that's the way we need to do the devil. When we're in that wrestling match, we need to break loose in the name of Jesus. We need to pick him up and throw him around about two or three times and throw him plumb out of the ring in the name of Jesus. Is that right? And when you take God's word and do this, you can come against the enemy and you can beat up on him, you can throw him out, and you can get to a point where you can walk in divine health. How many people do I know that, especially when they get over 40 or 50, you wake up one morning, you got a pain in your hand. The devil's there. And you say, well, I wonder what's wrong with my hand. And this little thought comes to your mind. Oh, you're over 50. It's arthritis. You ever know anybody that says, oh. And you go up, talk to your friend and say, what's wrong with you this morning? I say, well, my hand's really got pain in it. I must be coming down with arthritis. You ever heard people talk like that? And so sure enough, it's not long till you get to hurting so bad. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you got arthritis. You said, I knew it. I already knew it. I knew that's what I had. Now, when that pain come upon you, what should you have done? If the Word abides in you, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. You're going to ask for arthritis? You can ask what you will. It'll be done for you. You're going to command in the name of Jesus, right? Why are we so dumb? I hate to say that I was so dumb all these years. It took me so long to learn these things. After all, He's only God, isn't He? If I'd have wrote this book to you guys, it might not have been worth the salt it would take to blow it up. But I didn't write this book. The King of the universe wrote that book to you and me, right? And it works, doesn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. And it makes no difference what you do, who you are, man or woman. These great promises belong to you and me. Now, these weapons that we come against this devil with are not carnal. They're not might. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of these devil strongholds. When that devil puts a thought in your mind, just like you, Adrian. The other day when that devil, with that Assembly of God guy, that walks in and says, would you erase that board? You said, no. Why? Because that could offend somebody. I said, well, gee, if you're a Christian, it shouldn't offend you. Is that right? What he's got written on the board, scriptures. Now, will the devil work through another Christian man? Oh, yeah, he will. And he found that out. You can definitely have a demon living inside of you. But when you stand your ground in the name of Jesus, you can pull down every one of them strongholds, can't you? Absolutely you can. Now, if they had went to a knockdown dragout, guess what? If they'd have started fussing at each other, cussing each other, all that stuff, or if one of them had cussed, but if he'd have fallen down in the same place with him, then they'd have both been on the same ground. Don't ever go there. Stay in faith. Walk in love. Do what the King says. Don't lower yourself to the devil's standards. As a son or a daughter of God, you should never lower yourself to the standards of the enemy. He has no standards. They go all the way down to the pit. And when you do that, you'll fall right down there to that, and that beast will make you sick and afflict you and cause all kinds of problems. But the King said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. And of course, that's the very first scripture I quoted to the Lord when I found out Caitlin was the shape she was in. Tore all to pieces. When everybody said, you know what people are telling me? I had my Christian friends that looked and saw her and what she looked like, said, oh, Thurman, just let her go on. just let her die, and you can bury her in the same casket with her mother. See, they thought they were being nice. I said, no, I'm not burying the little girl. In fact, about the Wednesday of the first week, I said, I'm going to take a few minutes and run down and get some gas for my car, and also I'm going to go have a sandwich. I said, I'll be back in a little while. So I went down, got me a sandwich, and I was stopped at a gas station getting a little gas, and somebody called from the hospital and said, you need to get back up here quick. Caitlin's dying. I said, no, she ain't dying. She ain't going to die. I'm not listening to none of this nonsense. I said, I prayed over that little girl, and I'm going to guarantee you she's going to be okay. What does the enemy try to do to you? Fear. I prayed. Oh, Lord, what do I do now, Lord? Hey, that's fear. That ain't faith, is it? Hey, if I prayed, I believed. It's done. Praise God. My weapons are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down the devil's strongholds. So I went ahead and finished my gas, finished my sandwich and all this stuff. I drove normal, parked my car, walked back up there and walked in. I said, well, praise God, how's she doing? They said, well, right after we called, she got a whole lot better. She's doing good now. Isn't that amazing? When you don't yield to the devil. Now see, you've got to remember, we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're not children of the devil. We don't walk in his world. We walk in faith. Now then, we use these mighty weapons to overcome the devil. Now, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of all these strongholds. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that's exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, that second one there is something else. Let's say that you're a woman and you walk by and you look and say you really hung up on beautiful clothes. And you walk by a store window and you just glance over at this beautiful skirt. And the enemy says, you know, you really need that. You would really look good in that. And so you look at that for just a moment and you think, no, I really, that thing, it's too expensive and I can't really afford that. And so you walk off. But in the second you looked at that, you know every wrinkle that's in it. You know what color it is. You know what size it was. You remember the price. You don't ever forget anything. Is that true? You girls can do that, can't you? Just one little glance. You got it all. And 2 days later, somebody says something. You say, oh, yeah, I saw this beautiful skirt yesterday down at a certain store. Even remember the name of the store. On 6th Street, on the corner. It was so beautiful. Now, what were you doing there? You're coveting that. You're listening to the enemy. But you can go and sit down and read for 2 hours in God's Word, and then you can get up and leave, and I can say, well, what did you read 30 minutes later? And you don't even remember the book you were in. Is that true?
Why'd you use a woman as that
example? Because I'm fixing to use a man next. I use that about a skirt because I know that's the way women are made, see? Or a pair of shoes. You know, you girls, I know how y'all are made, see? But you take a man. Now then, a man, you know, you go down to the, you could use cars, or if you're an engineer like me, the tool shop. Uh-oh. You walk down the aisles and you look at all the different tools. You know, your wife's with you. She walks down and you say, honey, look at that. She says, oh, okay. And when you start to go out of there, maybe you did or didn't buy anything, but you remember so many things in that store that you looked at, that you wanted, that you were coveting, and your wife don't remember any of them. You remember that certain tool I showed you that would be so nice? She said, no, I don't remember that at all. It all depended on where her interests were. Well, the thing about it is, and one of the things that the enemy gets so many men on, especially younger men, is when it comes to women that don't dress properly. You know, a woman wears a
top down to here. Or she wears real short skirt or real short blue jeans or something that's down over her hips. And whenever a man sees her, the devil will say, oh, look at that. And immediately that lust comes in to his mind. And whenever that lust comes in, when he starts looking at that woman to lust for that woman, he is in sin just like that woman was when she looked at that skirt, coveting for that skirt. No difference. Both of you opened the door to the enemy to come into you. In fact, Howard Pittman explained to us that when he was in, had his death experience in 1979, and the Lord took him on a trip of the spirit world, he showed him a man and a woman in a hospital talking to each other. And when the Lord took him in there, he heard them laughing. And he said as they were laughing, looking at each other, all of a sudden he saw a green, ugly-looking frog thing growing out of the floor. He asked the angel, he's with him. He said, what is that thing? He said, that's a spirit of lust. He said, why is he getting bigger? He said, because the enemy is working on his mind, and as he's yielding to those thoughts, he's giving power to that devil to grow. Now, this devil continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden, that beast went right into his body and disappeared. He said, what happened there? He said, he finally gave him enough power that he overcame the man, and now the man is possessed with a demon of lust. It's living inside his body. He said, well, how does he get rid of it? He'll have to repent, and somebody with strong faith will have to demand that devil leave, and that's the only way that devil's going to leave. But said, until that day, that man, every time he looks at a woman, he'll have those thoughts, lustful thoughts about that woman. So you know what causes that? Women, when the Lord tells women to dress appropriately. Don't dress with a skirt this short. Don't dress with a V-neck that comes over you right here, comes down to your belly button. Now, there's women that do that.
It's Academy Awards. They wear them down to here.
I know. But you know what that does? You know what that does to men when they look at that?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.